Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Excited for our weekly podcast taping with Mr. Neil Greenberg. Greenberg, how are you, bud? What's going on? Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. I'm doing great.
How was Hanukkah? What's the deal with little kids for Hanukkah?
We celebrate Christmas here.
Oh, do you? Okay, cool.
Yes. So
you getting all geared up?
Yeah, we got the tree up. We have the elf moving.
The elf is a requirement, dog.
It's so nice to outsource parenting.
Santa B. Mitch just handed me a bottle of vodka, so I got that going for me.
Oh, wow, you're lucky.
Yeah, man. Well, dude, have a great Merry Christmas. I appreciate you making time for us on Christmas Eve.
Of course.
What is your evening into tomorrow morning looking like with little kids celebrating Christmas?
I got to put something together.
That's the worst. So,
what is that?
Yeah. So I will be doing that.
Do you know what you're doing, Neil?
I'm sorry?
You know what you're doing? You going to need help?
I do know what I'm doing, I think. I'm not saying it'll be smooth. I'm not saying there won't be some adult words.
Yeah, I curse a lot when I'm doing that kind of stuff.
We'll get through it, but yeah, we have an interesting thing for the boys.
All right,
that'll be fun, man. I've had to put some things together, a Barbie dream house. I've had to put some furniture together, and golly, it is not something.
Pay a little extra fee, get it done.
Totally,
and we got to do it quietly, because my oldest likes to wander around the house.
Yeah.
I actually caught him in the pantry the other day with one of those police Maglite flashlights.
Oh.
Looking
searching
for some snacks. apparently there was like a snack hoard in his room.
How old are your boys?
6 and 3.
Wow. Oh, man. You're in the true thick of Santa season. Yeah.
And my 6-year-old isn't really six. He's older, so it's something. But yeah, he found a flashlight and was just kind of milling about the house, doing his thing.
Well, let's switch to some sports, shall we?
Sure.
There's 3 football games tomorrow. Denver. There's a playoff team playing. I guess Detroit could still be a playoff team.
Yeah, possibly.
But the early game, Washington-Dallas, has zero playoff juice.
Zero chance.
And it looks like Washington's going to be starting their third-string quarterback. What are you looking for tomorrow? Will you be at Northwest Stadium? You want to come join Brian and I?
I I had Dallas circled since the beginning of the season as a fade in this particular matchup. Division game, short rest, on the road. This to me is like a quintessential fade game. And then fast forward, here we are, and I mean, Washington is just, they can't keep healthy. I mean, they're like you said, they're on the third string quarterback. That's an issue. So I am, I don't think I can, I'm staying away from this game. yeah, this is a tough one. I mean, I know the lines move quite a bit. Washington's going to need some things go their way to pull this out.
Like a miracle.
Yeah.
JP asked me to paint the Washington winning the game tomorrow. What needs to happen? I think Dak has to throw some interceptions. What do you think?
They got to make stuff happen, whether that's, you know, interceptions of their own, turnovers. You know, you asked about Hanukkah. They need, like, the oil lasting 8 days kind of miracle. But I just think the defense needs to show up, right? I mean, like, the defense needs to have a game where we can feel good about them going forward. We know the offense will probably be a mess, but the defense has got to be able to stop Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens. I mean, there's a lot of stuff happening on Dallas's offense, which looks really good. Defense will have to come up big. I mean, this can get very ugly very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what's funny is the Eagles game last week, I thought a lot of that game would be determined by Philly's offense. And if Philly's B or better offense showed up, they would win the game. And I think Washington had a real chance in that game until Mariota went down. This game, I feel pretty similar. Like, if Dallas's offense shows up, I find it really hard to believe Washington can keep pace. And they play the games in the NFL, and that's what makes it this incredibly intoxicating product that everybody watches. But, like, who's stopping Pickens and Lamb? You know what I mean? Like, just from a numbers perspective, it's hard to see, because I thought if Washington's offense can perform at a high enough level, run the ball, control the clock, okay, I like that. But with the quarterback questions, I think it's just they're too significant, frankly.
Yeah, this is tough. I mean, this is going to be tough. I mean, they're a 7-point underdog for a reason. You know, 7-point underdogs don't win very many games. So they're going to need help. They're going to need some help. And I feel like Dan Quinn has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, you know, going into these last few games. Obviously they have the divisional game against Dallas, and then maybe take a shot at Philadelphia for running up the score a little bit. So, you know that he's going to be pulling out all the stops and making sure that they're ending on a high note. I know fans want these games to be losses. I get that. I think from a fan perspective, from a football perspective, you want to see Washington do something good.
Yes.
The league is better if Washington is good and Jayden Daniels is leading them to goodness. I mean, that makes a much more compelling product. And there's been so much turmoil on the roster this year in many different forms, mostly injuries. So, you know, you want to walk away with something good happening to Washington. And, I think that they could, if they can keep the, it's not even that can they keep the game close at the half, because they've been doing okay in first halves and then mm-hmm. completely coming apart in the second half. I think a strong second half, even if they lose the game, would still be a building block and still be something that you can kind of say, okay, maybe things are starting to turn. Let's see what happens next year. But a tremendous second half, I think, is almost a prerequisite to feel good, start feeling good about this team again.
Close out. I mean, close the game out. That would make a world of difference.
Don't lip off the field. Like,
there you go.
Go out with your head held high. And like I said, even if it's a loss, I think having a solid second half would go a long way.
All right, we're talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give Greenberg a follow at N Greenberg. Read all of his work, rather, at Washington Post, postsports.com. I'm going to do a few selfish minutes here, Greenberg. I have made it to the fantasy championship.
Why would you change now?
I am looking to go back-to-back in my college league. And what's crazy about this is there was a time when we were 20 doing this league that the money really mattered. The money has stayed the same since we were 20. This isn't a financial thing. I just want to win so I can brag to my friends. How are we feeling about – I have to continue this Trevor Lawrence heater, right?
Like, yes.
I have Brissett. There's no way I can go back to Brissett. I got to ride Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, no. And I think there's only a couple of quarterbacks you'd start over Trevor Lawrence, right? Stafford, Prescott, Drake May – Burrow and Allen. I don't really know if you'd start anybody else over. Brissett's a tough call, but I think Jacksonville at Indianapolis. I have Jacksonville as the number one team in the NFL. I had them as number four last week.
You have Jacksonville as the top of your power ranks?
Yeah, and I had them four last week, and I got a lot of flack for that one.
Wow.
So I feel – oh, I'm sorry, I had them third last week. So I feel like I was a little bit ahead of the curve here. I know a lot of places had them like ninth or tenth last week. But, yeah, I have them as number one. And it's a narrow number one. I mean, it's them, the Rams, and Seattle at the top. And I wouldn't say my power ratings are significant enough of a difference that I could, you know, absolutely say to you that you'd be nuts for putting the Rams number one or even Seattle over them. But yeah, I'm number one, so I would definitely start Trevor Lawrence this week.
So I feel all right then about my Jags defense against Phillip Rivers?
Yeah.
I tried to pick up New England. They got taken.
The bloom has to come off this rose eventually, right? I mean, 44-year-old grandfather coming off the couch to show how this game is played in the NFL is really surprising. And, you know, I tell you what, man, I mean I look at the quarterback position differently now. It's not all physical gifts.
It's mental.
It's mental. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot more mental than I think a lot of people thought. And, you know, you see what Phillip Rivers is doing. I mean, the wisdom at that position is key. And, you know, let that be a lesson for all these people that were saying that Jaden Daniels, if he was healthy, shouldn't play. Because the only way you get that wisdom is by playing under center. Totally. And obviously, Phillip Rivers has played a lot of football in his life. But, man, does he know what he is doing? Like, talk about a guy that has command of the pocket and the vision on the field. I mean, he's got it. And maybe, you know, he doesn't have the same type of physical gifts that he did before. But he's showing that, you know, if you know what's happening on the field, you can make stuff happen on your offense, and that's truly amazing. And I think, B. Mitch, I mean, I don't know how you're feeling, but there's a lot of teams that probably could use some running back.
Hey, you know the difference, though. He's been out for 5 years. He's playing the quarterback position. I've been out for 21 years.
You just need 1 yard, though, one return yard.
Hey, man.
Yeah, you can get that goal line yard.
You know what? Hey, Neil, all they need to do is they need to just go look. I guarantee it's more than 1 yard that's missing.
They just got to have the ice bath ready for you at the end of the game,
oh,
right?
Hell yeah. You know that.
I gotta stick with Woody Marks, right? I also have Bill.
Yeah, I don't know about Bill. I mean, this – The Washington situation could be a game script issue. Like, they may not be able to run as much as they want. So I'm not sure. I mean, they're pretty close, I think. But I just think from a game script perspective, you know, Houston likes to kind of grind it out. They're really good on defense. They like to slow the game down. Part of that's the running game. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Kroski Merritt is going to get enough opportunities, because if Washington starts to fall behind late, they're just going to have to, I don't know, they're going to have to try to pass with a third. I don't know. Third string quarterback passing because they have to just seems like a recipe for disaster. But I just don't think you can run the ball and, you know, hope to kind of keep up to speed with Dallas.
All right, last one. What do I do with Devontae Adams? They don't play till Monday night. So if he doesn't play, I'm totally screwed. I have guys that aren't as good, but like, what? Give me a strategy here.
You absolutely have to raise your floor if you're playing in the championship game. Like, you can't have question marks. So if he's a question mark, I think that you absolutely have to roll the dice with someone that you know is going to play rather than take the chance on having nothing in that spot. I just think that there's too much uncertainty to roll with that one.
Debo?
Why not? I mean, are you favored in the matchup or no?
Nah, it's like pretty head. It's almost even.
I would say Debo would be fine. I mean, he's as I said before.
If it was Mariota, I'd feel great about Debo, but it's not. And,
I'm sorry.
If it was Mariota, I'd feel really good about Debo, but with Johnson,
but
I think
he can run the ball. I mean, he could be.
He can do whatever.
He can do a lot of different stuff. He can also get a ton of stuff in garbage time. I mean, I could see him, you know, peeling off a 50-yard touchdown in the fourth quarter if the game is like 50-12. So I would rather roll with Debo for the upside in that regard because his floor is not too low, and you know he's going to be playing. So
right.
It's a tough decision, but I would go with Debo in that situation.
Speaking of tough decisions, last thing for me, what the hell's going on with the Caps, dude?
We have this conversation every week. It's either,
yeah, but some weeks it's
great.
What's
going on with them or why are they so good? You know, it's hockey. I mean, Tom Wilson had an injury that they're dealing with. You know, he didn't play, obviously. You know, they're getting healthy themselves. You know, you lose one of your top players, you're going to have little bits of blips on the radar. I'm not worried. Let's
it's a roller coaster ride, brother.
Yeah, let's let half the season play out. Let's see where they're at. Let's see what the trade deadline looks like. I mean, I'm not going to say that hockey's regular season is as meaningless as the NBA, but it's such a grind. You just want to get healthy, be healthy going into the playoffs and get a good matchup there. You know, as long as Washington's in the middle of the pack of the Metro, you know, they're going to kind of swing up and down because look at, I mean, there's so much bunches. I mean, Carolina has 47 points. The Devils have 41. I mean, that's not a lot of points separating first from seventh. So, you know, you're going to see some fluctuations. I wouldn't worry about it.
Don't worry about it is what Greenberg says. Dude, we appreciate you making time for us on the holidays. Have a very Merry Christmas, man. Enjoy those boys.
You too. Love you guys. Have a great holiday, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Neil.
That's our boy, Neil Greenberg. Give him a follow, at N Greenberg. Check out his work in the Washington Post. Now, nobody go anywhere. Got to break down. Actually, Jeff, press the button. It's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It is time to Ask B. Mitch Anything. Man, folks have heard us talk about Oarsman Automotive of Virginia and the great service, personalized service we've gotten. B's boy Billy and Chantilly sent us in a Christmas present. You know what I mean? Whatever it is you're looking for, you want a Kia, go check out Billy and Chantilly. You want a Toyota, go check out Garv in Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. You want a GMC, go check out my boy Bob Biaggi in Alexandria. They've got 7 convenient locations all over Northern Virginia. They've got all the makes and models you're looking for. They've got great financing options, which is a tricky thing right now. They'll take care of you. They'll even shop your finance rate. They did it for me. They ended up finding me something different that saved me a little bit of cash. Whatever it is you're looking for, Oarsman Automotive of Virginia has got it. And you know what else they've got? The Oarsman Lifetime Edge.
And that Lifetime Edge comes with $1,500 in extras. Listen, they give you a complimentary car wash with every scheduled maintenance. They don't sit up there and say, oh, you know what? You should get your car washed. They just do out there and wash it for you. They give you a loan of cars with every major maintenance, and they give you a lifetime engine guarantee. And also, if you have a car you want to sell, take it to Oarsman. They'll give you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of its make, model, or year. It's simple at Oarsman. They like to keep their customers happy, just like JP and I. Let's ride together.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Heavy metal Christmas music right here. Who was that? Leadville AC/DC? Bang. All right, folks, phone lines are lit up. MGM National Harbor listener lines lit up to ask B. Mitch anything. Ask B. Mitch anything. Sponsored by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with these dress collar polos today. Let's do this. Let's start with Eazy-E in Rockville.
What's up, E?
What's up, E?
What's up? All right, B. Mitch, this question is obviously for you, but it's about the man you're sitting next to right now.
Oh, boy.
So JP?
Yeah.
Bear with me. B. Mitch, why does JP continue to make the same mistake on his routes going to work? He complains about the traffic. He complains about everything, but he fails to change the route. Last week, he mentioned how there was so much traffic on the same route he comes to, and there was something like going on, I think, around the White House or the vice president's house.
Uh-huh.
And you simply told him, change your route.
There's no other route, dog.
It's another route.
He hasn't done it yet.
I complain most about Tyson's and the Legion Bridge. There's not another route.
Now, Legion Bridge, I understand.
JP, you know how they always say there's always a way? You just got to make it. That's what it is. There's a way to get around it. You just don't want to do it.
Amen.
I thought this was Ask B. Mitch.
He asked me. Yes, JP, he don't change. He will never change. He just want everything to adjust.
He doesn't want. Okay. You have to learn how to adjust, JP.
I tell you what. Driving to work today was pleasant. I didn't complain at all about work today.
I'm sure you didn't because ain't nobody on the road. But guess what? When you come back on Monday,
they're back.
It's going to be traffic, and you'll be back to complaining again.
Probably, Easy. Probably. Thanks for the call,
have
I guess.
Have a good one. Merry Christmas.
All right, brother. You too, man.
See if anybody actually has a question for Brian rather than just insulting me. Max is in Rockville. What's up, Max?
This question is definitely for B. Mitch.
Good.
Yeah. So, B. Mitch, I know you're a big-time golfer, man. Have you ever played any of those Montgomery County courses? And if so, what's your favorite one?
Which courses are you saying?
The public Montgomery counties. So Hampshire Greens.
Public Montgomery County.
Hampshire Greens.
Rattlewood, I think.
Is Northwest Park one of them?
Northwest, yeah.
Northwest is my favorite because it's long.
Northwest
it's
is a long, hard course.
Northwest is tough. I love that course. Yeah.
I think Northwest is the hardest.
Needwood, I played that with Pete, didn't we?
Pete's a member.
Yeah, we played with Pete.
Needwood makes you feel good about your golf game.
Yeah.
That joint is short.
It's rather short. I like to be challenged, and I think Northwest challenges anybody that plays it, no matter what your level of golf is.
Yo, Northwest is the best, I would say.
Yeah,
Hampshire Greens is nice, too, absolutely. But I prefer golf courses that don't have a ton of houses on
it. I play Hampshire Greens as well. Yeah, yeah.
What's your number one?
Hampshire Greens is definitely. Well, man, I tell you what, I absolutely, first of all, I love Northwest, but I think Needwood might be my favorite. Just because, like you said, it makes me feel good when I play there.
Yeah, Northwest will kick your ass.
Oh, it does. It does.
The one I've probably played the most is Falls Road.
Yeah, I play Falls Road, too.
Falls Road's short, too. It's fun.
Yeah.
Actually, cancel that. My favorite, my one seed, the place I grew up learning to play golf, if you can call what I do learning to play golf. Sligo.
I never played Sligo.
Dude, it's only nine holes, and it's janky as hell. Like, there's a creek that runs through it. Like,
My God.
You never hit driver at Sligo.
Oh, all right.
But it's a lot of fun. Shout out to Sligo.
I played there a couple weeks ago, and the greens were burnt up.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, it's you don't go to Sligo for
the aesthetics.
No, go because you can just, like, bring a cooler on your bag and wear a t-shirt. That's what Sligo is.
Well, I can play that.
Thanks, Max. Appreciate
it. All right,
you.
Max. Take care, brother.
Let's go to Gerald in Falls Church. What's up, Gerald?
Hey, good evening. Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing? And happy holidays.
Man. Same to you,
y'all.
Brother. Same to you.
Hey, you know, I was wondering, B. Mitch, if you could help me out getting a job, and I want to be Jeff's assistant. Because every time you turn around, JP always looking for Jeff, and Jeff ain't never there. So you can always disappear under Jeff.
But you know what? If I was with the hiring, we probably would hire you and we replace Jeff with you because he never around.
I got to say,
irreplaceable.
Jeff is here today. White Brian is not.
Yeah,
we got no idea.
You can take White
is.
Brian's job. He told me his in-laws decided to do Christmas Eve early.
I don't even know what that means.
So is that Christmas morning? Christmas
Eve
morning?
I don't know.
Christmas
but
morning, afternoon?
Your in-laws don't dictate work, bro.
Yeah. All right, you guys have a good holiday.
All right,
thanks,
man.
Merry Christmas, dude. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067.
That's a real question, though.
Where is White Brian?
No. Is it like Christmas Eve morning, Christmas Eve afternoon,
they
Christmas
wanted,
Eve
well,
Eve?
I said, why the hell aren't you at work? He said my in-laws, y'all saw it on the thing.
Yeah.
He said my in-laws wanted to do Christmas Eve early.
Now, to be fair, he is working remote. He's controlling the stream.
Wish I was working remote.
Hey, me man, too. Listen, this is the easiest stream, easiest thing to do. You send me a thing, I click on it, and the damn thing shows.
Right. Like,
every 5 minutes, every 2 hours, he goes, your camera froze. And then I don't do a damn thing to it, and it starts working again. Don't tell me it froze. Just let it unfreeze.
Like, on the monumental side of it, Joey does work. Joey's firing Chirons. There's multiple cameras. The stream job. Now, I think there's a lot of, like, they're constantly cutting video and posting stuff. So I think that keeps him busy. But the actual maintenance of the stream is a 0 out of 10 lift.
So listen to me. If your in-laws wanted to do Christmas Eve early and you still have to work, why the hell you're not at work?
So here's what he's saying. He updated. So White Brian says, one, I'm still working. But he said they're doing Christmas morning with his in-laws right now because I guess they're driving to Pennsylvania to
so
be with his
So if he's
family.
Doing Christmas morning with his in-laws, he ain't working.
Fair point.
So, I mean, what the hell is he talking about? So my whole thing is, if you're working, you could have been here. You can get home and do Christmas morning.
Especially because he doesn't like driving down here. You can park on the street today. It's chill time out
there. Yeah, the easy route, everything. You wouldn't have to complain. You wouldn't
up,
have missed the train.
Hold on. So we were just talking Montgomery County Public Golf Courses.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up Sligo. Mm-hmm. So it's 9 holes. You can play it as 18. I guess they have different tees or something.
Jeff, you should try it out.
Guess how long it is from the tips.
How long? 2,900.
2,270.
22. So 4,000 something for the whole, if you play 18?
Yeah.
Hell.
I don't think I've ever played 18. It's like, well, I think I've overplayed.
Aaron Hills is probably that. The 4,000 something on one side.
Oh, yeah.
Because Aaron Hills was, it was a part, it was 8,300 yards from the tips. When we went there and I didn't play it, wanted to see. It was 8,300.
Falls Road from the tips gets you close to 6,000.
All right. Okay.
That's a tight little track for that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Lawrence is in D.C. What's up,
Lawrence? How you doing, man?
I'm all right. Merry Christmas, fellas.
Same
here. Looking for Patrick Ramsey out here, man.
That was a wacky call, dude.
I was a little off, man.
Oh, you were off.
Not my question, but JP, yo, Sligo Creek over Pink Ranch?
I mean, Sligo's where I used to go to Sligo and Rock Creek as a kid with my dad. So those two are going to be more for me. Where is Paint Branch? Right. Over by College Park?
Exactly. Yeah, right by University of Maryland.
That's so when I was in college, we would just play Maryland rather than Paint Branch.
True, true, true.
And I think technically Paint Branch is PG County, so I don't think that would be in the Montgomery County conversation.
Yeah, I guess that is PG. Okay, all right. But Brian.
Yes.
Food dilemma, man. Yo, three-part question. Crystal or Tabasco hot sauce?
Give me Tabasco.
You use Tabasco?
Yeah, Crystal is just like flavor. It's not really spicy at all.
Best
Tabasco. Tabasco gonna hit you.
Yeah. Crystal's is the best.
I like Frank's.
Y'all like
you
taste.
Gumbo filet.
Huh?
Yeah. Do you use gumbo filet? And is there anywhere local to find it?
I use it every blue moon, but I haven't found it up here anywhere.
What is that?
Yeah. Gumbo filet.
What is that?
It's like a, it's like kind of a spice. You add it and it kind of makes it a little thicker. But it's like a green powder in a
sometimes
sense.
Sometimes you can put it in the roux. Sometimes you can put it afterwards. Yeah,
but I've never seen it up here anywhere.
Yeah, I normally get it from Cajun Grocer and I slow slip. So yeah, no, I guess that's
according to the internet, you could get it at Safeway. Slap Yo Mama gumbo filet.
I've been to Safeway, and I've never seen it. So.
I've never seen it.
I would go try it out today, then.
Yeah. And number three, Boudin or Pralines? Anywhere local?
Nowhere local. I heard you can get Boudin. What's the new Buc-ee's? If you can get
gas station,
one of the Buc-ee's in Virginia, you can get Boudin.
Good luck.
And the Pralines, they do have a Praline at Buc-ee's, because I got one of those when I was in Florida, but... It's not the same. Like when I get in Louisiana, you can get the one that's real gummy, chewy, and then the way my mom make it with like milk. Oh, it's so good.
Thanks, Lawrence. Yeah, Merry Christmas, bud.
All right, bro.
B-Mitch out here taking gummies. Sinai, if you are listening, find B-Mitch some Cajun gumbo filet. This dude is the king of the grocery stores.
All right, bring it to JP house. He'll bring it in.
Mark is in.
If he's not passing by the vice president's house complaining.
Mark's in Landover Hills. What's up, Mark?
JP, top of the day to you, B.
What's up, Mark?
I just want to say, hey, man, I want the best for you and your family, Brian, and I want the best for JP and his family. You guys are the best, and a Merry Christmas and a Happy Year to both of you. And the only questions I got for you, B, since this is your time, would be, do you think we got a shot next year, buddy?
Oh, yeah, I believe so. I think things are going to change up tremendously from this year to next.
Thanks for all your help throughout the year, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I know you loaded up, and shout out to all the guys working today, and shout out to Heavy Metal and his girls, and you and your girls too, Brian. Take care of them, buddy.
Take care.
Thanks, dude. Mark's an upbeat fella.
Yeah. Mark's my dude, man.
Jeffrey, line one here, Jacinia? Jacinia in Alexandria. What's up, Jacinia?
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you. Oh, you guys are amazing. I love you guys. My dad, I work with my dad's remodeling company, and when I go on ride alongs with him, he got me listening to you guys. So I listen to you guys every day, even when I'm not with him.
Oh, cool. We appreciate that. Thank you. How old are you, Jacinia?
I am 36.
Wow. You sound young.
Yes.
Anyways, so I have two questions. One, B. Mitch, you gave a recipe for Thanksgiving about the air fried turkey. I just want to know what that recipe was because it sounded delicious.
Air fried turkey? I didn't do the air fried turkey. I said I had an infrared.
Oh,
it was infrared.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what was like the brine and like the seasoning and everything?
I don't really do a brine. I get the Tony Sachery liquid, and then what I do, I buy a jar of the pickled jalapenos. I put that in a blender and I liquefy it. I mix that with the Tony Sachery, add a little cayenne pepper, onion powder, garlic powder, some slap your mama, mix it up, and I inject it into the turkey.
Oh, so okay. Tense. Good to know.
Yes. And it's good.
My second question. Huh?
It is good.
Okay, I figured. And then my second question. So my dad's been a Commanders fan, Redskins fan for his entire life. My dad is 61. And I have been watching them since my brother played in high school, which was like, I don't know, early 2000s.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, every time we watch the game, instead of enjoying the fact that he's with his kids, watching the games, we're all having a good time, he gets so worked up, so mad, cussing and fussing at the TV. Like the last year when we were amazing, he wouldn't even watch the first like one drive. He would leave after the first quarter and be like, I'm so sick of this. I just want to know, is there any advice you can give me to get him to calm down and just relax and watch the game and enjoy it and that, have family time?
You know what? That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Some people, that's just the way that they indulge when it comes down to watching football.
Like, I'm going to keep driving down Mass Avenue and getting stuck in traffic. Your dad's going to keep flipping out. Thank you, Jacinta. Merry Christmas.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right.
When we return, we're going to air fry some glizzies. Nobody go anywhere. Sam Cosby at noon.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Tis the season to be boosting on FanDuel because this year you're getting 7 straight days of holiday rewards, each one waiting in the app for you to unwrap. Every day brings a new way to play, so keep checking in to see what drops next. And it all leads to the Christmas Day special, where you can get something extra special. 7 days of gifts, one big finale. Your holiday football just got a whole lot brighter. Head to FanDuel.com/Brian to get in on the holiday spirit. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, folks, it's almost high noon on Christmas Eve, and we've got some housekeeping to take care of. To start, shout out to me for never taking the air fryer out of my car. So now we have the air fryer to cook up a Christmas Eve feast. B's got ribs and chicken. We got glizzies and sausages. We're about to get down right now. Also, I want to shout out Mark Fratto. You know Fratto, B? So, Jeff, do you know him? That'd be a good contact for you. Fratto is the PA announcer at Commanders games.
All right.
He does a lot of games, but like when it's like the dude that goes third down.
That's
like,
exactly what I was about to say. It's third down.
So that's Fratto. Fratto heard us a couple weeks ago, if you remember. There's a lot of tchotchkes in this studio, right? And the seat I sit in, where Johnny Cake sits in the morning, is way back in the corner. And I have some bull and china shop tendencies. You know what I mean?
Now you're just clumsy as hell.
I'm clumsy as hell. Yeah. And I broke the Kyle Kuzma bobblehead.
Well, it was already broken, they say.
It was already broken. Shout out to Fratto, who somehow had one of these laying around, I guess. You can see it on the stream. Monumental, if you're watching.
All right.
He got me a new one. So now we have a new Kyle Kuzma bobblehead, who's no longer on the Wizards.
It was right next to Gilbert. It was on the outside.
That's kind of the legit big three of my lifetime. That's Gil, Jameson, and Caron Butler.
Yeah.
I don't think Kuzma really belongs in that group, right?
No, but that's the only Wizard area.
I was about to say, you could put him up there, but yeah, you're right. He can't go right there.
Nah, Jay, that won't work what you were trying to do.
I'm just going to put him over here next to Ariel Atkins. And the Jugs or whoever decorates this joint, they can decide what they want to do. Shout out to Fratto. Thank you for Kuzma. My kids found that in my car last night and were like, Daddy, what the heck is this? And trying to explain Kyle Kuzma in a giant pink sweater to a six-year-old is difficult.
It's a dude that had a weird dress style.
Now, Santa B. Mitch just went to the liquor store. What'd you give all the boys? I got some vodka. What did you guys
Jeff
get?
Jeff got Milagro.
Oh, tequila?
Yeah.
What about you, Professor Landini?
He got me Elijah Craig Rye.
Dude, I like Elijah Craig. All right, I have Surfsides for everybody.
Ooh.
B, I got options, dog. Shout out to Bobby Balicki. You want iced tea and lemonade vodka?
Yeah.
Well, I got that. You get first pick, Brian.
Iced tea and lemonade to work.
I got a lemonade pack.
Yeah, give me the lemonade pack. So Aaliyah would drink that.
Raspberry lemonade. Strawberry lemonade, black cherry lemonade.
You know.
Bang.
My daughters have run through this.
Merry Christmas to Aaliyah. Landfill, do you want the Surfside iced tea variety pack?
No, give me the John Daly's.
John Daly's for Landfill. Done. All right, those are yours. Jeffrey?
My name is Jeff.
You want iced tea or green tea pack? It's variety pack with a lot of different options. Peach tea.
Let me get the variety pack.
Well, they're both variety pack, but it's green tea or iced tea.
Let's go with green tea.
Yeah.
Okay. Come take it.
And then White Brian got the others.
Does White Brian get
that? He's not here.
I mean, you kind of got to be at work to get a Christmas present, right?
What the hell? He got socks at home.
He got socks
and underwear. He could have got lucky if he came to work.
I actually need socks and underwear. Update. Remember when I accidentally ordered underwear to my father-in-law's house?
They came to your house?
Came to my house.
So you just don't know what you're doing.
Shout out to me. Is there a place we can leave this for
Bradford
White
Bride? A locker.
He's got that football in there. You have room for this in your locker landfill.
That football going to cover the whole locker?
Yeah. JP, it's like an 8-pack and a football. It's fine. Okay. They'll fit.
All right. White Brian, this is for you, pal. Someday, you'll get it. Speaking of the football, I talked to Marcus Washington from Washington Jesuit Academy. They're going to auction off that football at their golf tournament. He thinks it could bring in a bunch of cash. Honestly, think about the names on that football. From our day at Radio Row, Army-Navy, you had Robert Griffin III, Urban Meyer, Brian Mitchell, Annie Agar, Mike Mayock, the two military dudes with a tremendous following.
Oh, they do have that.
Jeff Walker.
Did you sign it, Jeff?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't going to mess it up like that.
I think he did.
I bet he did. Honestly, I feel so, when I'm at training camp.
Don't worry, we can just muck that out.
These kids have a Skins jersey, and they have B. Mitch, Santana, Terry McLaurin, you know, Quan Martin. All, real football players have signed this, and then they're like, oh, JP, will you sign this? I'm like, dog, you don't want me to. But I have learned over the years, you got to just sign it. You told me that. Mm-hmm. You're like, yo, if they ask, you just sign it.
Hey, it's their stuff. If they're asking you, they see there's some value in you.
I suppose. I'm still searching for
what my
value
is. They'll find out later on in life, but you know, they, at that moment, they think so.
I don't get asked for autographs a lot.
I'm very good at complaining about traffic.
Oh, but when he get asked, he immediately signs them.
Yes, I do.
I have that Redskins seat cushion with some huge names and then some absolute nobodies.
You got like Dion and B. Mitch and then Shar Pourdanesh?
Well, hold on. Let's not call Shar Pourdanesh an absolute nobody.
Shar is a commercial real estate icon right now in L.A.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Every time I see him, he tells his wife that I was the guy that made him cry. And I'm like, dude,
I would not
tell my lady that little dude made me 6'5", 300-something pounds cry.
I don't actually have B-Mitch on it, though. I have imposter B-Mitch.
Who?
You know.
Who is imposter B-Mitch?
Who is
imposter? Laron Landry?
Candidate.
Trung
you
candidate.
You got Trung candidate? He wasn't around with the seat cushions then. He shouldn't be on that.
Yeah, I took it back, and I got multiple years worth of dudes on there.
Oh. Can you bring that in sometime?
Sure.
And let's just go through the names. We should all try to find our, like, randomest piece of memorabilia. I don't really have much anymore.
All mine on my wall.
Well, yours isn't random and funny. Yours is you doing real stuff.
It's random.
Who else on your wall? I know your Pro Bowl jersey.
Me.
For real, though.
I got Jerry Rice. I got a jersey Jerry Rice. I got a Tony Dorsett. I have a Steve McNair. I have a Charlie Taylor.
Yeah, those are cool.
I have Muhammad Ali gloves. I have some Shaquille O'Neal shoes. I got Lisa Leslie shoes.
Tiger Woods. That's even cooler. Sam Cosby's calling in now, so let's go to break so we can take Sam when we're ready on the other side. Joey Sabat needs a Christmas present. We'll figure something out, Joe.
Give him some bread.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.